For CRI, I'm Alexander Orcott. China and India have agreed to both make efforts to achieve a fair and mutually beneficial solution to their border problems. Chinese State Councillor Yang Jiechi and Indian National Security Advisor Shivshankar Menon held in-depth discussions at the 17th meeting of Special Representatives for the border issue. The pair discussed several areas of interest, including border talks, bilateral relations, and international and regional issues of mutual interest. Both sides agree China and India have kept positive momentum concerning border talks and managing disputes. Yang Jiechi has also met with the Indian Vice President, Mohammad Hamid Ansari, in India's capital to launch the India-China Year of Friendly Exchanges. The Chinese mainland and Taiwan have agreed to regular talks between the Cross-Straits Affairs Department on both sides. The agreement comes following a meeting of chief officials from two departments in Nanjing on Tuesday. Zhong Jiechun, head of the State Council Taiwan Affairs Office, met with Wang Yiqi, Taiwan's mainland affairs chief in Nanjing, capital of East China's Jiangsu province. Both sides have voiced hope that the newly established communication channel can help to deepen mutual political trust. The meeting was arranged after the two officials met on the sidelines at an economic conference in Indonesia last October. 77 people have died after an Algerian military transport plane crashed into the northeast of the country. The disaster has left only one survivor after the Hercules C-130 crashed into a mountain during bad weather conditions. The plane was headed to Constantine when it went down in Om Al Bawji province. Most on board the aircraft were military personnel and their family members, including children. Dozens of emergency and medical workers responded to the site, despite the difficult mountainous terrain and wintry weather. Algerian President Abdelaziz Bouteflika has sent his condolences to the affected families and has called for 3 days of national mourning. A commission has been established to investigate the crash, though officials have speculated the bad weather conditions are to blame. This is the worst plane crash in Algeria for over a decade. International mediator Lakhdar Brahimi says peace talks between the Syrian government and opposition are not making any significant progress following a face-to-face meeting with the warring parties in Geneva. Brahimi is due to meet with representatives from Russia and the United States this Friday. Meanwhile, China on Tuesday has urged the international community to create what it called favourable conditions for the ongoing Syria peace talks. Hua Chunying also says China will continue to work with concerned parties to ensure the safe and smooth transportation of chemical weapons material out of Syria. A third shipment of chemical weapons material was removed from Syria earlier this week. North and South Korea are set to hold a rare meeting of high-ranking officials today. South Korea's unification ministry made the announcement during an emergency press briefing. The vice ministerial-level officials from both sides will discuss overall inter-Korean affairs during the meeting, with no specific agenda being selected in advance. It is expected that the planned reunions of separated families will be included in the talks. Four more human cases of the H7N9 bird flu virus have been reported in China yesterday. Of the four, one death has been reported in Fujian province, along with another two patients who have recovered and been discharged from local hospitals. The fourth patient is a 70-year-old man from Zhejiang province. The new cases bring the total number of human infections to 180 people in China this year. So far, at least 30 people have succumbed to the H7N9 bird flu since the beginning of January. Medical experts have not found any evidence of human-to-human transmission, but warm poultry raised at home could be dangerous if exposed to birds from poultry markets. China's Ministry of Commerce says the free trade agreement between China and Iceland will come into effect in the second half of this year. This marks the first FTA between China and a European country. The FTA's commencement means Iceland will not impose tariffs on all industrial and fishery products imported from China. Meanwhile, China will not implement tariffs on over 7,000 kinds of goods from Iceland. That's around 82% of imports from the country. Iceland is the first developed European country to recognise China as a full market economy, as well as the first European country to negotiate an FTA with China. Those are the latest headlines. I'm Alexander Orcott.